Time to pick up where we left off earlier this hour with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We're going to finish talking about river fishing and move over to the Big Lake. And then we'll see what happens with smelt, morels, and even turkeys. So here's Nick from Superior Outfitters in part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, well, things are probably going to slow down a little bit the end of this week with a cool down, but it's going to be fairly stable, I noticed. So I think the fishing's still going to be pretty good with highs in the upper 40s.
I'm looking forward to it cooling down. I think it's going to be really good again. I mean, like, cool days that we had last week, we were doing extremely well, and that was before the push of fish. So I think this cool down is going to be even better.
And it's not, I mean, it is a cool down, but it's not really. I mean, it's not like it's going to plummet below freezing or anything.
No. Right. It's just, hopefully it keeps the majority of the fish from spawning. But water temps are good. You know, they're just staging, which when they're staging, they're biting better.
Well, let's switch over and talk about those that are in the river mouths out in the lake. There was a ton of boats out this weekend in the Marquette area. What are you hearing from those guys?
A lot of coho. Some guys have been fishing for Lakers already, and they're getting those too. But it seems like most of the guys that I've talked to are sticking in a little closer and catching coho in the harbors and that.
Anything working better than another?
Not really. A lot of guys are saying high lines are fine, but they're using a ton of different baits.
Okay. So you're
all
saying
over the place.
Crankbaits, spoons, everything.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of Rapalas, high lines with spoons too. But for the most part, it's whatever you want to use. You just have to find fish.
Okay. Well, let's finish up here. Maybe I could ask you if you've heard anything from smelt dippers at all. Any smelt reports?
I have no smelt reports yet.
Okay.
I would assume guys started trying, but I have not heard anything positive yet.
All right. And I did get one morel report over the weekend. Just somebody who basically said they found one.
That's crazy.
It's a little
That's
early.
An early
huh?
year, I guess.
Well, it's not too far away, that's for sure. Last question, do you hear anything from any turkey hunters? You know, yesterday was opening day of turkey season. Anything from turkey hunters?
No turkey reports yet. I'm sure they'll trickle in this week, but I haven't heard anything firsthand yet.
Well, I was down in southern Marquette County, and I didn't locate one. I spent about 4 or 5 hours, and I think they're just...
Nothing going on.
At least, I'm sure there are birds that far north or even further. But there's just not a lot of them yet, I don't think. That's my guess.
There's still some snow inland, too. They'll get moving.
Well, Nick, I really appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you again real soon, huh?
All right. Sounds good, Adam.
And stay in touch as usual. Shoot me a text if you hear anything hot.
Will do.
Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and this is The Outdoor Show.